This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the ever loving DJV program, having a fire sale today on information, so you'll gain and won't cost you any more than what it cost you yesterday to listen to the program. Now, therefore, hearing Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at the same price you paid yesterday. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's the new normal here on the DJV program. Something other radio programs aspire to be the measure of health and well-adjustment, right? I mean, listen to some of these other crazy people on the radio. You think they're well-adjusted? Good God. And here we are. We are we're the best example I think I've ever come across of people that are normal on the radio. Right, ladies?
Well, are you making the argument that
normal here?
But I was going to say, are you making the argument that you're normal?
Well, kind of. I was making the collective argument that we were all normal. All of us, we collectively, yeah, normal to a point. After a while, all right. Let's get to the speaking of normal and not normal. Who are the Proud Boys? Can somebody tell me? I hear all of these names of these various groups, and I kind of tune out when I hear about the Proud Boys or QAnon or whatever that other. Who are these groups? Are they all this? Is it all one group masquerading as a different group?
To be honest, I had never even heard of these groups until Joe Biden brought them up during the debates. I don't think that they're an important factor in politics, but I think that the media likes to make them such because they like to vilify these groups because they think they're on the right. But
so if they're not of any value, then why did two of the leaders of the Proud Boys, I don't even know, who describes... How are these people described as leaders? They self-described as leaders? Somebody elect them?
Of the Proud Boys. I don't know if they're elected officials. I don't know what that process is like. Or they were founding. I don't know. But
one of the guys who started it, the story that I had read was that he has a young son or something, and he was at like had his kid's recital at the school, and there was, I guess the kids were singing some song or something that he thought was too gay, and so he decided that, you know, he needed to be the strong white male, and that's like how the song was called Proud Boy or something like that, and so that's how they got the name. And it's very, you know, it's very anti-women and very, you know, macho man, white man kind of thing. That's essentially what their message is.
The thing is, though, that from what I've heard, the head guy or one of the head guys in the Proud Boys is not a white person. He's Hispanic.
One of the guys, that's not the guy I'm talking about, but yeah,
so,
the other guy.
I think that guy was arrested, right? Well, there's an effort to try to say that this is a group of white supremacists, and it kind of blows in the face of that.
More anti-women, I think.
When a brown person is there. So I don't know. I don't know what they're anti or pro. I don't know. But a federal judge on Monday ordered two of the leaders of the Proud Boys be detained pending trial on conspiracy and other charges tied to the January 6th attack at the Capitol. They think that these two are the ones who are helping coordinate this online. The judge in the case is from the U.S. District Court. Judge Timothy Kelly found that the evidence presented so far in the case weighs in favor of jailing Ethan Nordine and Joseph Biggs ahead of their trial, so they are not going to be freed out on bail. Both men had been released, but the government renewed its request to have them returned to custody after they were indicted. The question is, why? Why wouldn't they be given the same treatment that every other prisoner would be given to post bail and go home awaiting their trial? Nordine and Biggs, along with two other Proud Boy leaders, Zach Real and Charles Donahoe, facing six counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding, obstruction of law enforcement, destruction of government property, and conspiracy. If any of these guys walked into the Capitol, I think they should absolutely be punished. I'm not sure what their role in all of this was. I'm sure we'll see. But again, it's the same question for me.
Well, they
seem to be treating one group a little bit differently than
the
other group.
Known as the leaders, so There was no violence.
Why would the government renew their attempt to keep him in jail? Why wouldn't they be released on bail? Are they a flight risk? Because that would really be the only thing I would ask. I mean, again, what's with the double-tiered system of justice?
All right, let's talk about this guy, Brandon Scott Hole, who killed the 8 people in Indianapolis. Apparently, he should have been before a judge under the Indiana red flag law. His mother warned police about him on a number of occasions, but nobody did anything. So the question now, this begs the question, if we're talking about doing something, and this guy showed that he was someone of interest or should have been watched more, why didn't he get watched more? Back to the question about how effective law enforcement is. Are these people doing their job, or are they just kind of going through the motions?
I think, I mean, I really question what's going on at the higher levels of the FBI. I think there are a lot of good field agents who go out there and do what they're told and work the cases that they're supposed to. And a lot of times they prevent people from a lot of danger. But we have a questionable, I mean, we've talked about this. The FBI is spending all of their resources going door to door of Trump supporters. Meanwhile, they're ignoring someone whose mother says there might be a problem. In Parkland, Florida, there were 50 calls into the FBI to report whatever his name was in the Parkland shooting. I mean, it just doesn't seem like we're doing this right. It seems like there needs to be some sort of reorganization because we talked about culturally see something, say something is not what Americans do. We want to focus on ourselves.
That's what
we
New Yorkers
celebrate.
Do.
Yeah, and we want to celebrate.
What New Yorkers do. We called, I have called the police to if I see anything out of the ordinary. I don't know why the rest of the country isn't following along with that.
Because we tend to support people's idiosyncrasies. Oh, it's just him being him, or she's just doing her, or whatever it is. I mean, it's like we have to stop that. We know when something is weird. We know when something feels wrong, but yet we focus on the horizon and we don't say anything about it. So,
well, people are afraid sometimes for retribution.
Of course they are, and they should be, because there's a ton of retribution. Well, you're just saying that because she's black, or you're just saying that because he's white, or you're just saying that because he's gay, or you're just saying that because... No. What if I feel like there's a real weirdo living next door to me?
But there's also the whole...
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, there's the whole mentality that, well, somebody else will take care of it. Somebody else will call it in. I don't have to.
Yeah. I've never been so appalled. We've been watching all of this anger that's percolating, right?
Yep.
All the people that watch people get attacked on the streets and sit there with their cell phone recording it, not doing anything. Are you kidding? What are we doing to each other? Why aren't we helping each other?
What are we doing to each other? That's a very good question.
And
what
people are afraid to
be
sued. They're afraid to be vilified. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I wonder how many things have... this week is all... A lot of people worked up around Derek Chauvin's trial and whether he's going to be found guilty or not. And I was looking at the number of things that have changed in the past year or so. The limits on the use of force and second guessing all of that stuff as to whether or not it's effective. Sometimes you got to be tough, but then there are, you know, things that have been done that were inappropriate. I guess Breonna Taylor is one of the circumstances, and the George Floyd neck thing is another.
The Breonna Taylor story is getting so strange. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there are two different things that have brought her up into the forefront again. One, the officer who was shot by her boyfriend, I guess, tried to write a book or something like that and had a deal to write a book, and then Simon & Schuster reneged on it and refused to publish it. Secondly, her mother came forward. What is her name? Tamir Rice, I think is her name. Tamika Rice. She came forward and said that she's ticked off at Black Lives Matter because they've used her daughter to raise all of this money. They've used her face to raise money. She said that nothing has come to the family. That then you have this story about the Black Lives Matter leader who went out and bought like 4 houses, $1 million each, basically. And she's like, we have been used by this group, and where is the help? Where is it coming from? And when she put that up on Facebook, Facebook took it down, and they censored her, and they took the story away.
Facebook can suck it. I'm so over Facebook. Oh, my gosh.
Facebook has got a lot to answer for, frankly. In a moment, talking about the conditions on the Texas border, for those of you who think that letting everybody into the country without any accommodation, without any accountability is a good idea, Wait till you hear this roundup. Quarter past the hour, the trending stories at the DJV download. Latest guidance for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Part of the conversation at the present download. Some of the states are lifting the mask mandate. We talk about that. The litter on the streets, talking about the needles and things that are all over the place. The whole business about what we have become permanently accustomed to, and that discussion, plus a lot of other nuance. It's all part of the daily download. The download you can get at djvshow.com. If you didn't hear all the conversation, this is a good foray into some of the things we've talked about that you may not have heard us talking about. Download it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, not that I want to beat a dead horse here, and not that I think it's a pleasant conversation, but it is reality. What's going on the border, the unbearable conditions that are there, the migrant center at Brownsville, I think it is, or, yeah, it's Brownsville, that's been shut down and then there's another problem at a Houston warehouse, apparently, that housed migrant children that had no parents with them, not providing adequate living conditions, the same old stuff. The girls have been removed, and what in the world is happening with them remains to be seen. Why isn't there more direct action being? Why can't we just stop? What is there about this that people are so passionate about? You got to let them all in. What are we doing with them? And how is it a better service to let them in here and these girls get raped? They get raped on the other side, I guess, as well. On both sides, they're getting.
But they're getting raped in the journey, and then they're being put into facilities. And the Biden administration wasn't even allowing Child Protective Services in when the reports of rape in the facilities were happening. I mean, this is an intentional problem. This didn't have to happen.
You're saying that they want to have these girls.
I'm saying that is a cost to the ultimate goal, which is letting more people in the country to dilute the population so that you can get more voters in immediately. They're already talking about if they didn't want people in, they wouldn't be incentivizing it. They're talking about amnesty. They're talking about giving money in New York and California to people who come here illegally. They're incentivizing this. Right now, we need to put a stop on it. We need to shut the water off because the bathtub's overflowing. We need to handle the problems in the country and then make it easier for asylum. But to bring all these people in during a pandemic year when the economy is still trying to recover,
sense. No.
It's a recipe for disaster.
21 after the hour on the DJV program.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we are back again, 23 after the hour, with some inspiration on the DJV program. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay has the story trending of yet another death at the California Skydiving Center. Plop.
Clunk. Oh, good right. Grief, Doug.
I was going to say splat, but he already
he topped that. Yeah, the Skydive Lodi Parachute Center in California. I mean, there's been another death, bringing the total to 22 since 1981. They just finished, like, having an order to pay $40 million in March in connection to a previous fatality at the center. This one was a 57-year-old woman. She was identified as Sabrina Call, had been jumping before. Something happened with her parachute. Didn't open properly and became entangled with
what
itself.
What in the world goes on in your mind when you're on your way down and you can't open the parachute?
Right?
I can't even.
It's not
a
like
heart attack.
You're a passenger. Yeah. Like when you're a passenger in a car and you hit your emergency, like your fake emergency brake, you can't do anything. Nothing like that. There was a kid.
Don't they have one of those signs that say no injuries here, like zero injuries here, like they have in every truck stop? Like, wouldn't you walk in and see 300 deaths in a jumping spot and maybe go, I'll try the place down the street thing? And then what was the most recent? What, there was another one I heard where somebody, it was a kid, right, who just graduated from high school?
Yes, in 2016, an 18-year-old, 4.3 grade point average, went skydiving for the first time to celebrate a friend's birthday. And he was in tandem.
Right?
Yeah, he jumped tandem with an instructor, and they both, like, something happened with the parachute, just didn't open. When there's this many issues of a parachute not opening, why would you want to go to this place? Why would you be like, yeah, I'm going to give you my money and sign away? Anyway.
I had a random date once.
I remember that, idiot.
She wanted to go.
What an idiot you are. I love you, but and I say that with love. Wait, a random date? Like this? You were here, Victoria. Remember he was going to go skydiving with this chick to impress her, and then he was so thankful that it was cloudy. Don't you remember?
I think that was before I got here, because I remember hearing.
No, I know you were here. I know it, because it wasn't that long ago, was it, Doug? If it wasn't the last girlfriend, then it was...
Four or five. No, it wasn't. It was
okay,
before,
if it wasn't the horse
shit, actually before
then,
Meredith. Yeah, no.
Yeah, then I wasn't here, because he was
like
already with her when I got here. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
11 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So wait, so you were on a date with this woman, and you were going to go and do this? as a date instead of like going to a restaurant. Like,
yes.
Let's go jump out of an airplane.
But you didn't go, right? Wasn't it the weather?
No, I was. We went to the airport. It's up in Orange, Mass. We went to the airport and got the stuff. Was all, you know, I had all of the paraphernalia on the parachute and stuff.
Gosh.
And we're ready to get on the plane, and then the announcement comes over the speaker. Unfortunately, because of the cloudy skies, we'll have to discontinue doing.
Wow. Doug slipped the guy $20.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend's like, it's perfectly clear. What's happening?
Yeah. It wasn't one of my better days. All right, anyway. We did have dinner, I think, after that. There was a little restaurant across the street, and that was the end of that. I think to impress her, I drove down the street 100 miles an hour just to, you know, okay,
right.
So we can get fast through this.
There's a little bit of adrenaline.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Scottie Pippen is a basketball player, right? Or was, wasn't he?
He's retired. Yeah. Unfortunately, his firstborn son died at the age of 33.
What happened?
He didn't reveal the cause of death, but he had talked about
asthma,
his son's chronic asthma before.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an asthma attack or what. It hasn't been revealed, but Scottie had said of his son that he believes he could have made it all the way to the NBA if it wasn't for that severe asthma.
Really? Isn't Scottie Pippen, wasn't he kind of short for the game? Do I remember that about him? You know, he's like Bob Cousy. Bob Cousy was short, but man.
Scottie really, Pippen's tall.
Is he?
Yeah,
okay.
Scottie. Yeah. Scottie was a lengthy one. Is a lengthy one.
Right.
He's only 6 foot eight, but I mean, I don't know.
It's moderately taller than I am. Thank you very much. The comparative degree there. It's 28 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Doug, Jay. We're all here together having a fine old time, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So your dog is eating grass and your lawn isn't looking so good. Well, it may not look yummy to you, but your dog has other ideas. Dogs are not just meat eaters. They're omnivorous, which means they eat meat and vegetables. Sometimes they like a little greenery, too. Eating grass, sticks, and even dirt is normal for many dogs, as long as they don't do it a lot. If your dog binges on grass, it could mean stomach problems. A lot of people say, well, my dog eats grass because he wants to throw up, and that's kind of true. The grass actually tickles their throat, causing them to regurgitate. But if your dog binges on grass, it could also mean other major problems. So it's really important, if you have a dog that's in the yard eating grass all the time or eating dirt all the time, check with your veterinarian. It might be something in your dog's diet that is lacking, and you may need to supplement the diet with some of the good supplements that are now available on the market. Eating a little grass is normal, but if the dog is doing it way too much, check with your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter, as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked, and a sentencing hearing will be held in 8 weeks. After the verdict was announced, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison addressed George Floyd's family, thanking them for patience in a difficult time.
Over the last year, the family of George Floyd had to relive again and again the worst day of their lives when they lost their brother, their father, their friend. I'm profoundly grateful to them for giving us the time we needed to prosecute this case. They have shown the world what grace in class and courage really look like.
This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
An Ohio State Park is looking into changing its name. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill questioned taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage.
Cortland, Ohio is between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. SpaceX is getting ready to launch its fifth high-flying Starship from its Texas rocket facilities. A version of this mega spaceship is set to become NASA's next moon lander, the vehicle that could put boots on the lunar surface for the first time since 1972. Starship Serial Number 15, or SN-15, is the latest of a series of spaceship prototypes that SpaceX is launching up to 6 miles above Boca Chica, Texas. The first two prototypes that soared to high altitude, SN-8 and SN-9, slammed into the landing pad at high speed and exploded immediately. The third, SN-10, landed in one piece but blew up 10 minutes later. The fourth, SN-11, exploded in midair as it relit its engines for landing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four after the hour, insight into the inside of the world, if you will, on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all here assembled. We're actually here because we want to be here, not because we have to be here. Isn't that cool? Well, I mean, you have to be, you have to make a living, but it's nice to, we all look forward to being with each other every day, and that's kind of a cool thing. Speaking of looking forward to being together. People in the news, let's start with George Bush and Michelle Obama and what George Bush says about, it's kind of a new wrinkle, I think, on their friendship, don't you think, Victoria?
What do you mean wrinkle? A wrinkle on their friendship? No, their friendship is as good as ever. But
I said there's a new sort of, from Bush's perspective, he tells the story of why they are friends. Yeah.
Well, the reason that he's making headlines right now is because he did an interview on CBS Sunday morning, and he was asked about the reactions that people have had over the last few years about his friendship with Michelle Obama. He said, quote, "It shocked me." And he said, "We got in the car, and one of my daughters said, 'Hey, you're trending.'" And he said, "The American people were so surprised that Michelle Obama and I could be friends. I think it's a problem that Americans are so polarized in their thinking that they can't even imagine that a George W. Bush and a Michelle Obama could be friends." And so he said that, you know, there obviously we know there are a lot of viral moments of between Michelle Obama and George W. Bush. And as President Obama had said in, Mrs. Obama said in 2018, that the two are forever seatmates because of the protocols for the ex-presidents and their spouses. And so, and of course, Michelle Obama has said, you know, wonderful things about George W. Bush. She said, he's my partner in crime at every major thing where all the formers gather. I love him to death. He's a wonderful man. He's a funny man. And so, you know, their friendship is adorable. And they've had so many cute viral moments of, you know, he passes her cough drops at or whatever, you know, from, and they've had, you know, jokes about how old the mints are that he still has from the White House when he was president, and that's what, that's the candy that he gives her. And so they have a wonderful friendship, and they really adore each other. I just don't understand. I'm with him. I don't understand why people who have different political beliefs can't be friends.
Because it pervades our society. We have everybody. You can't be a Republican and have a Democrat as a friend. Who thinks like that?
It's, a lot of people do, and that's why he's saying he said it makes him really sad that that's the state of America right now.
It is, though. It's a team sport, you know. We don't want to hear what anybody else has to say.
Nope.
We just want to,
and it's
promulgated
by a lot of the people that get elected to office. And on both sides, there really is.
The people are used to in team sports, right? It's like it's my team or no, nothing. I would say though that probably just to add an extra complication to this, and this is not just a hit at Obama because everybody did it, but everybody does it to some level. Obama blamed everything he did or anything that went wrong on Bush policy. So I think that adds an extra like little fly in the ointment probably to the fact that he is friends with Michelle Obama, that he was able to overcome that, because every problem that Obama had was always something from
Bush. Yeah, it was always a blame, finger of blame.
Well, Trump did the same with Obama.
And that's why I said they all do it.
And the only person who didn't do it when he got out of office was George Bush. He kept his mouth shut when it came to that sort of thing. So as much as we may find what he did and how he convinced people to go into Iraq and how unnecessary that was and the lives and the money and stuff that it cost, you know, there are two sides or more than two sides of every human being. And remembering that we are all just human, there's no such thing as perfection. Although it looks like Demi Lovato was looking for some perfect frozen yogurt. What is this? I heard the three of you talking about this during a break. The Big Chill is a some
which
kind
is
of
now
shop.
Everyone is talking about this yogurt place.
Where is this, Jennifer, in Los Angeles?
Jen has never even heard of it.
I never heard of it either. Yeah. Carrie, sugar-free treats. What's her problem?
So she went into the yogurt shop, and I guess she was complaining that you have to walk by, like, a whole wall of diet and stuff when they're advertising, you know, eat this without any guilt, and it's all like diet culture. And she was complaining that, you know, eating disorders are a real problem. She has suffered from eating disorders and body dysmorphia and things like that. So she said it shouldn't just be, you know, especially in LA, she was making the complaint that, you know, it shouldn't just be everything about diet, diet, diet. The company basically responded.
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you live now, lady?
Yeah. So the company responded and said, well, we have stuff for vegans. We have stuff for diabetics. We have stuff for celiac. I mean, everything. And so, and then Demi went, it was a whole back and forth. And she said, well, then you should label it that way instead of just labeling it all as, you know, diet. But now a lot of other people are coming. She apologized and said she was, you know, very passionate about it, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people are saying, you know, like, just because Demi Lovato, and I agree with this, just because Demi Lovato doesn't like how a yogurt shop has their stuff set up or displayed, then don't go there. The yogurt shop shouldn't get put out of business because of this. You know,
yeah,
it's crazy.
You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, I'm sort of waxing philosophical about how much I love Los Angeles. I really do. I'm going this weekend to visit the kids. And I was talking about this last night with Megan. There's something so special. It's being ruined by that moron who's the governor and the double moron who's the mayor of Los Angeles. But there still is something. I'm thinking, I'm just in my mind, Jennifer, I'm going down Santa Monica Boulevard by Century City.
Yep, and then yesterday.
It just, there's something so magical.
It's very fun.
California is beautiful.
There are definitely, I had to go meet with a client yesterday in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving around. And actually, I thought about you. Because I'm like, do I like it here or do I hate it here?
Mm-hmm.
I
it's a little of both.
The West, okay, I don't hate it. I very much dislike the West Side.
Yeah.
It's like a concrete jungle. I don't like the traffic. I don't like the buildings everywhere. But yet, I was looking at it going, I'd love to come here for like a weekend day just to walk around, get the lay of the land, and visit, and then leave.
Maybe Sunday morning, we ought to have just you and me and your father find a place to have breakfast over there.
Yeah, I'm
just
going to
I always go to your side.
I know you
whenever
do.
I always go over the hill to you. You never come to my side of this.
So Jen's in the valley, right? You're in the valley.
Believe me, the valley is not as fancy. The valley is not as nice. Like, I get all of
dirty
that.
And dusty.
But there are parking spots, and there's, like, room to spread out. I don't know. Yeah. It's just a little bit.
The 101 along that stretch is never, I've never driven in, how many years have I been going there? 28 years. I've never driven down the 101 when there wasn't some kind of complete disruption around where your father lives. That whole stretch. Or is it the 5? It's the 5.
Is your dad in the valley, too?
Yeah. The 5 has been under construction for, years. They've cut down every tree. They've widened the freeway. It's so ugly. It's so
my God.
But we'll negotiate over where we eat for breakfast.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile... By the way,
what's with all the breakfast meetings? On the weekend, let Jen sleep. Why don't you have dinner or lunch or something?
Thank you.
Because I'm tied up with the kids.
Do you eat breakfast at like 5 in the morning on a Saturday? Are you that guy?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, actually, when I'm there on a Saturday or Sunday, I actually get a good book like I did out of Jack's a couple of weeks ago. And I stay in bed for a couple of hours and read a book.
Well, what time do you meet someone for breakfast? Like, what's your meeting?
Well, they're always late. The Jennifer and her father can't seem to get their butt out of bed on Sunday. I would like to have breakfast. Yeah, at least 10, 10, 30, 11 o'clock. Day's half over. So,
God. Try being a New Yorker at brunch. It's 12:30. Like, it's noon. Really? Noon to 1:30 is brunch. Yeah.
That could be why that relationship with the woman in New York didn't work. I want to get up and let's go. Speaking of that... I thought this was kind of a cute story. The Rock's daughter had her third birthday, and apparently, at three, how she would have gotten connected to Aquaman, but instead of being fascinated with her father and all the roles he's played, her name is Tiana Gia. She turned three over the weekend. There was an Aquaman theme to the birthday party, and as a matter of fact, because apparently Momoa, all I can think of when I see that name is there's something to drink. Like Momoa, I always call him Jason Mimosa. Yeah. Anyway, he did a video.
A lot of women think he's a tall drink of water, so it's not that far off.
Really?
I like a mimosa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is he better than The Rock? The Rock is, how old is Momoa?
Depends on what day of the week it is.
Really?
I don't know how old Jason Momoa is.
Rock's good
know.
For the week, and I think Jason Momoa is your weekend guy.
Oh, is that it? Okay. All right.
Momoa is 41.
Is he? How old is Rock? Only about 46, right? 47, something like that. And he's more and more, he keeps talking, people keep asking him, are you going to run for president? And he keeps saying, well, if the people want me to.
Oh, my God.
It'd be interesting to see where that goes.
I'm so tired of the storyline already. It's not even a real storyline. He's trying to promote his TV show where he runs for office on the TV show, and it's not working, and the TV show is terrible, which is a real bummer because I actually watched it, and I thought, oh, this is going to be really cute, and it's just not. So,
speaking of TV shows, Anderson Cooper is doing the guest hosting on Jeopardy. Apparently he was nervous as could be about doing the show. I wonder he wouldn't do a good job. I've watched a little of these, once in a while, one or two of them. And the problem is that you will fail. Because the first person that walks through the door after Alex Trebek, like anything else, like who's the first mayor of whatever city, or the first guy to step in after Rush Limbaugh, forget it.
He's not going to be the executive producer. He's unknown. He knows, I don't know, he respects his style.
Knows how to play it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's really good. And I also really like Aaron Rodgers. I think that's a surprising one.
Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? Why? What was there about it or him that you liked?
I don't know. It's nice to see someone who is so diverse in their talents. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think you get a lot of jocks who get pigeonholed. And he was pretty good. He was fun. He took the game seriously. I think the worst thing that could happen is if they bring someone political in like Anderson Cooper or Katie Couric.
Yeah, not a good idea. No.
Yeah, it kills the game, I think, for a lot of people, half the people at least.
Yeah. Speaking of television, Netflix has announced they are renewing Bridgerton, another Shonda show, right? Third season, fourth. Actually, they did two seasons in a row. So what is the story? Why is this the guy who is the star so people are so excited about him?
Reagan John Page is not. Yeah. He's done with the show. He only signed up for one season. So a lot of fans just, like, lost their minds when that news came out. But that was always the plan because the book series, it focuses on each Bridgerton kid. So the next storyline, the next season is going to be about the oldest son. The first season was about the oldest daughter. So it kind of goes in succession. It's a whole arc. But, yeah, the show has been, it's the most popular thing that Netflix has ever released. It was number one in 84 countries. So, it's Shonda's first thing that she did with her new deal at Netflix, so it's been a massive, massive hit.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg, the other name in the news here, she is going to launch a cannabis brand. Not a surprise, anyway. I thought that she had one, so now she's
going to launch a different one.
Right. What happened to the last one?
Something about her partner. She had a business partner, and
it went up in smoke.
Yeah, literally, that's what the headline was, like, all over it, went up in smoke. But, so now she's going to launch a different one on her own.
Emma and Clyde, after her mother and her brother, edibles, pre-rolls, flower, accessories, that kind of stuff. We probably have that in our cannabis shop.
I'm sure you will have all of that.
Yeah. I'm just looking at some of the other things. The thing that, you know what attracted me to this story? There's a magazine called Black Cannabis.
It just launched today, 420.
Is that really? Is it for, yep. Oh, man. Why do we keep doing this?
Because there's it's the first issue, so, you know, we'll see if it works.
By trying to strive for inclusivity, aren't we just creating more
That's the
separation?
Point. Thank you.
But are we supposed to not have, like, Essence Magazine or Vibe or Ebony or any of the other magazines that have been...
It's a little different because you're turning a whole industry into something that shouldn't have anything to do with race.
Nope, I agree. All right, so here we are. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV show.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Schools are opening. Kids will fill those school buses, classes, gyms, and lunchrooms. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, treats and friendships, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. Sharing that with family could be deadly. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school, whether private or public, with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com. Or call 503-585-5582. That's 585-5582.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Uri Geller is now with me here. I'm aware of all kinds of things because of Uri being in my life. Uri has influenced millions of people around the globe for 40, 50 years. He's been telling the truth about things that people are just not, they don't have a clue, or they're uncomfortable. Uri makes things that are uncomfortable comfortable. I bet you've never been in, nobody's ever said that before about you, but that's the, as I think about how you fit into people's, because you're easy to talk to. You're easy to be around. And so when things come up that are hard to explain, like we just had a feng shui expert on the program, and I know you believe in feng shui, depends on how you pronounce it. There are a lot of things like feng shui art. You do a lot of art. Is it important when you do your artistic endeavors, is it important where people put those things? Is there a certain energy that will come out of some of your art in a certain corner of the room that maybe wouldn't happen if you put it someplace else?
Yes, that is absolutely true. And again, we have this synchronized telepathy, because I was handling my paintings today in the museum, the ones that are going to go into the shop for people to buy. And anyone who is interested to acquire my art, you go to museumurigeller.com. Well, of course, www.urigellermuseum.com.
Uri's brother-in-law, Shippy, is his manager. You can find it at Uri Geller. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Some of the things that you've done some things for me. I call them stark. There's something about whatever that energy is that has you create those images that seems stark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know that I studied with Salvador Dali and worked with Dali for 2 years.
Yeah, he was stark, yeah. Right.
And I used to paint portraits. As a matter of fact, one of my portraits of a Greek farmer, which I've seen sitting in the main street in Nicosia, Cyprus, called Lydra Street, won me the Painter of the Year award, and I was only 12 and a half then.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I found painting portraits boring, and when I met Dali, he totally changed the concept, the conceptual side of my drawings, and I started doing kind of semi-surrealistic lines with colors, and they really became artworks. It's very important also where you paint. In my museum, I have a framed pictures from many different countries that I painted in, like in Japan, Italy, Germany, America, Israel. So I look at the studios in which I set up. It, for instance, in New York, I had a studio on 57th Street and 1st Avenue. By the way, that was like 200 meters away from where Marilyn Monroe lived. And I had to move the furniture, everything in that room, to get the vibrational, positive energies of ley lines and feng shui energies. And once that was in order, I just painted like I was tapping into something above me.
Mm-hmm. So the energy that's in the air that may influence you, I wonder, as this isn't really an aside, but it's part of this train of thought. The EMFs that we have all around us, all of the energy, the electromagnetic stuff that is around us, how might that affect, in your case or anybody's case, who's inspired to do something, can it interfere with your inspiration? What do you think? Anybody ever asked you that? I think a lot
of
electromagnetic stuff these days.
Absolutely. Some of these ELF waves are not healthy for you. For instance, to everyone who's listening to us now, I have a few more seconds, is that keep away from sleeping by a wall where your bed is set, where electrical wires go through the wall, because that's very, very negative waves hitting your brain. And I will speak about it next week, because this is a fascinating subject. Okay, Doug?
Yeah, I think it is, too. I think that we ought to spend more. I think people need to know more about what they're surrounded by. It's like going to bed at night and putting your iPhone. You don't do that, right? You don't have your iPhone next to your bed.
No, I keep it away from me.
Yeah, and then telephones and television sets, all of that stuff, really, it's a no-no. It's dangerous. And interferes with your normal ability to think and do things. All right, there's some inspiration from a mind that is all about thinking, Uri Geller. Again, I send you to his website, urigeller.com, for all the news about his museum. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Talk to you next week, Uri. Thanks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.